This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we're just laughing. I don't know if you caught any of that, but my board op and associate producer and I, Chris O'Sullivan, just having a good laugh. A Christmas laugh. Lots going on. I mentioned this at the top of hour number three, and I'm going to mention at the top of hour number, excuse me, at the top of the 3 o'clock hour West Coast time, which is hour number one. I'm going to mention the top of the 4 o'clock hour West Coast time, which is seven East, hour number two of my show, because I have so many Vegas listeners. Vegas is my flagship station, and it's my first ever station, and it's my busiest station. We dominate Vegas afternoon drive, and so many people listening. So tonight, meaning just 2 hours from now, there's a big party at the beautiful, beautiful home of Big Dan Rodheimer, who is running for United States Congress against Susie Lee, S, socialist, I, idiot, who voted for the impeachment of Trump. And we got to throw her out of office. Just throw her out. And Big Dan is a great guy. He's having a holiday party at his home, his beautiful home, his mansion. And you can come and check it out. The party's 6 to 8 tonight. It's last-minute notice, but you can go to Eventbrite and get a ticket right now to his party. So just the title at Eventbrite is Rodheimer, R-O-D-I-M-E-R, Rodheimer Holiday Party / 6 p.m. by Big Dan Rodheimer for Congress. And what's important about him is, you know, I'm just a believer that if you don't have a bigger-than-life personality, you can't win anymore. You've got to be a Trump. You got to be a Wayne Root. You got to be a war. If you don't have a memorable personality, don't run for office, because you're boring. It just doesn't work. And Big Dan Rodheimer is a former WWE wrestler. He's huge. He's like 6'7", 350 pounds. I mean, the guy is huge. And he talks about throwing people, throwing Democrats down and bringing them in the ring and knocking them out. And he's hilarious. So it's going to be a lot of fun on the campaign trail with him. And he's a good guy, man. A good friend of the show, good friend of Wayne Allen Root. Has got a beautiful wife, beautiful family, five kids. He's nuts. He's crazier than me. I have four kids. He has five. He's one time crazier than me. In any case, go to Eventbrite, Rodheimer Holiday Party, 6 to 8 p.m. tonight. Who's going to be there? Wayne Allen Root. And I'd love to meet you all there tonight. So check it out. It'll be a lot of fun. I want to get to a couple points, and I'll get to our caller. I want to make sure I get to this point. That an Iowa man's been sentenced to 16 years in prison for setting a fire not to the American flag. Remember, nobody, they always claim, liberals, that that's free speech, burning an American flag. That you should never get in trouble. You can't be sent to jail for it. It's an expression of free speech in America to burn the American flag. If anyone burns the American flag around me, you're going to watch an expression of free fists. You ever burn an American flag in front of me, you and I are going at it. And it ain't going to be in a ring. It's going to be in a back alley. Okay? Because you don't burn an American flag anywhere near my watch. I love America. I love my flag. You never desecrate an American flag. But liberals claim it's okay. There's no problem with that. You have to let them burn the flag, and they're never going to get in trouble for it. So how come an Iowa man was just sentenced to 16 years in prison for setting fire to an LGBTQ flag? You know, do you understand how crazy this world is? 16 years in prison? Adolfo Martinez, and remember, I'm pro-gay rights. I've got no problem with gay people. Go be gay. It's fine. As long as you're in your own bedroom, and it's not in front of me, and it doesn't affect me or hurt me in any way or cost me any money, go do what you want to do. I don't care what position you use. I don't care who you use it with. Go do it. Have at it. Have fun. Adolfo Martinez, 30 years old, of Ames, Iowa, was found guilty last month of third-degree arson in violation of individual rights, hate crime, third-degree assault, and reckless use of fire as a habitual offender. Now, keep in mind, I agree, if you did that to an American flag, you should get those charges. That's a hate crime to an American flag. But they're making it American flag, no problem, burn it all you want. But if you burn a gay flag, it's a hate crime. He was arrested after stealing a banner hanging at the Ames United Church of Christ and burning it outside a gentleman's club. He admitted to police he lit the banner on fire with lighter fluid, not defending what he did. What he did was wrong. I don't know, about 16 years in prison. That's ridiculous. He lit it on fire with lighter fluid and a lighter after stealing it from the church. So first of all, it's about stealing. Well, okay. If someone steals an American flag and then sets it on fire and they're Antifa, do you believe they would get 16 years in jail? I believe they would get zero. Story County Attorney Jessica Reynolds said the hate crime charges were added because he is suspected of criminal mischief against someone's property because of what it represents as far as sexual orientation. He faced 5 years in prison for the hate crime and arson charge and a year and a month for the other two charges. But according to the Iowa sentencing guidelines, court records list him as a habitual offender, allowing him to be sentenced to a longer prison term. So this poor guy, I mean, he's a terrible guy. He's an idiot. And he's a drunk loser, right? He's all those things. And he's pathetic. Okay, I don't burn gay flags. I would never burn a gay flag, but I sure wouldn't burn an American flag. And I'm sure not going to let anyone burn an American flag in front of me. But come on, this guy is clearly a pathetic loser who was drunk and did something stupid. And if it was an American flag or a gay flag, you know what I'd probably give him if I was the judge? I'd give him like 6 months in prison. You know, you touch an American flag, you'll get 6 months in prison. You know, you stole it off of a pole outside, say, the post office or the police station or the fire station, and then you burned it, I'd give you 6 months or to a year in prison. With good behavior, you'd probably be out in 3 months, but boy, you'd learn a lesson. But because it's a gay flag, oh my God, you touched a gay flag, it's a hate crime. That's 16 years. Isn't it hate when you burn an American flag? No, of course not. Of course not. It's just all so ridiculous. Liberals have made this world so ridiculous. It's absolutely insane. I consider burning an American flag to be a physical attack on me. You know, that it's a physical attack on me and you. It's a horrible thing to do. It's a horrible thing to do. Wow. I could not accept an American flag being burned in front of me. Could not. Okay, I'd have to make a citizen's arrest and bring in. And of course, they tell me I did something wrong because how could it be a citizen's arrest if it's not illegal to burn an American flag? But it is illegal to burn a gay flag, and we're going to give you 16 years in prison because all kinds of charges get added on because hate was involved. But isn't it hate to burn an American flag? Don't you hate America? What if you wait? How about one more example? Let's say a guy was drunk and he was in front of Republican headquarters and saw a Republican flag with a Republican elephant on it, or a Trump flag, and he stole it, ran down the street, and set fire to it. Would anyone give you 16 years in prison for stealing a Trump flag? I mean, seriously. Would that even be possible? And the answer is no. It wouldn't be possible. But a gay flag. See, that's the thing that bothers me. I don't care if you're gay. It's fine with me if you're gay. I'm comfortable around gay people. I don't care. But burning a gay flag is not worse than burning an American flag or a Republican flag. All right, let's grab a caller, JD, who gave me some good stuff I used in my Las Vegas Review Journal column and my nationally syndicated column that's coming out on Sunday. JD, you're on with War. How are you?
I feel honored, and I'm also going to give you the Rick Monday Award for radio. Remember the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Because he chased after a guy who burned a flag in front of him, right in center field. In the Dodgers.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember that.
And maybe the next column, you could go to the RJ today. This marks the third straight year Las Vegas Airport will set an all-time passenger record, and the first time McCarran has topped the 50 million passenger mark in 71 years. Maybe the CEOs on the Strip will find out about this article that we have set records for 3 years in a row for visitation.
Right, so Vegas owns a debt of gratitude to President Trump for creating a wonderful economy. That's what you're trying to say, correct?
I think maybe the CEOs on the Strip might change their tune and might support this president this time?
Well, no, what you really should say is we would hope they would if they weren't idiots, but they're all idiots. Not all of them, obviously, but someone like Jim Murren is an idiot. He will never support President Trump. Never, ever, ever. And that just shows you what fools these guys are.
So I think maybe in your next column you might just put a little blip to that,
That's a good idea. Can you send me an email to remind me? If you send me an email, that actually might be my Christmas column. WayneRoot@gmail.com. That actually might be a good Christmas column. You know, my column comes out Thursday.
How about if I leave a message on your telephone?
No. Email's so much better. Please email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And that way I'll remember. That's a good Christmas column right there. I may actually wind up using that either as the whole column theme or maybe at least a part of the column, why some of the things we should all be thankful for under President Donald J. Trump. So thank you.
Maybe I'll start getting royalties.
Yeah. You should. You should. You're good. You're like the scriptwriter for President Wayne Root. Thank you. Appreciate it, J.D. All right. I want to mention to you, I'm a New Yorker. How much time we have left, Chris? I'm a New Yorker, and, maybe I shouldn't admit this, but just like Trump, I'm a nice guy until you push me. And then after you push me, it's lights out, man. It's a nuclear attack in return. And I'm pretty quick to give you the finger. Well, Trump has just given the finger to all the Democrats on Capitol Hill. When we get back, I will tell you what he did, what he had delivered, hand-delivered to every Democrat on Capitol Hill. He just gave them all the finger. That's my kind of guy. I'm sorry. If you think that's not presidential, screw you. I give you the finger. It's whatever we want it to be, Trump and I. The end result is, if you're going to be vicious and bitter to us, and you're going to try and put a stain on Trump's record and legacy for the rest of his life over nothing, he's going to get even with you. We always get even in New York. We love revenge. We live for revenge in New York. And so, when you get back, the story awaits. Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall Pack. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end
end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, don't forget this Christmas, Swiss America, or this New Year's. How about New Year's resolutions? I'm making a resolution. You should make a resolution. I'm buying gold and silver for New Year's. Come on. 2020 is a year where a lot of things could change, a lot of things could go right, a lot of things could go wrong. So my point is, you don't, you know, it's not like you buy 100%, use 100% of your money to buy gold or silver. It's that you use 95% of your money to invest in real estate or stocks or a small business, but you keep 5 or 10% in gold or silver as insurance. And here's an irresistible offer for anybody who wants to own that insurance. And you know gold and silver did really well in 2019. So even though it's just insurance, it made you money. You made a fortune in 2019 on gold and silver. So to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can, my sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners and viewers another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. And by the way, here's an idea for you. Why don't you buy a few U.S. Peace Dollars and give them to your kids? And no one ever did that for me in my entire life. As a kid growing up, no one ever said, they always gave me a present. It was never gold. It was never silver. It was never money. You can watch your money appreciate. You can learn a lifelong, hobby of collecting gold and silver coins. So go buy your kids or grandkids U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last from Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold and silver for the last 35 years. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com. What a great Christmas gift or a great New Year's gift or the birthday coming up. Give somebody the gift that goes up in value instead of all the crap that we buy our kids and grandkids that go down in value. Pretty smart, huh? 800-289-2646. And I had something really special to buy someone special last Christmas, and I had a bunch of silver coins sitting around, and I just went and sold them, and I used the money to buy that something special for someone special in my life. So there's a, you know, there's a use for these coins, you know. People don't understand that. So I said to you, I was going to tell you when we got back about Trump giving the middle finger to the Democrats. We all know Trump is a guy like that, right? He hits back hard. If you hit him, he hits you harder. But he topped himself this time. The White House on Wednesday dispatched staffers to Capitol Hill, and they brought with them beautiful cards with hand-drawn calligraphy on them. They looked like Christmas cards, but inside the envelopes addressed to lawmakers were copies of President Trump's brutal takedown letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. True story. There's a White House staffer going around the Senate delivering to each office as a package the scathing Pelosi letter, and wait for it, a giant 16x12 White House Christmas card along with a second smaller Christmas card. What a day. Who said that? Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut. The White House staffers made sure they had one for Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She wrote on Twitter, they're coming into the House too. Murphy responded to AOC's post, I'm going to start making that my new Christmas tradition, send out Christmas cards with an attached screw-off letter listing all my grievances for the year. He just ripped the shreds out of Pelosi, and that was in the Christmas card. Isn't that wonderful? It's wonderful. One of the things he wrote is, you're obstructing justice. You are subverting America's democracy. There's nothing more than an illegal partisan attempted coup that will, based on recent sentiment, badly fail at the voting booth. You're not just after me as president, you're after the entire Republican Party. History will judge you harshly as you proceed with this impeachment charade. I have no doubt the American people will hold you and the Democrats fully responsible in the upcoming election. They will not soon forgive your perversion of justice and abuse of power. And then when referring to Pelosi praying for him, because that's what she said, she was praying for him, Trump said, you are offending Americans of faith when you say I pray for the president, when you know this statement's not true, unless it's meant in a negative sense. It is a terrible thing you are doing, but you will have to live with it, not I. And he put those inside Christmas cards and had them hand-delivered to all the senators and congressmen. I think that's great. You know, I think revenge is a dish best served in New York. Right after dinner, along with a middle finger. And it feels good, baby. Donald Trump has every right. These people are the most vicious, disgusting. And you know who's the biggest witness to that? I get all these letters from people who hate me, hate mail, right? And none of them says, I don't like your politics. No, it's more like, I hate you. I hope you die. I hope you die a painful death of cancer. I hope your businesses go out of business. I hope you lose your career. I hope everything you're doing turns to poison. They're all jealous little, I won't say the word on radio. You know who you are. Jealous little babies. I'll say a nice word. Jealous little dysfunctional babies who must have been raised by parents who treated them like wolves. I'll be back in a second. Wayne Allyn Root. Liberals are just terrible people.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he will deliver the State of the Union address on February 4th. A White House spokesman confirmed he's accepting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's invitation to deliver the speech a day after the Iowa caucus. The speech could come during the middle of the president's impeachment trial in the Senate. Speaking of impeachment, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana on how this is playing back in his state.
They think that the House leadership intended all along to give the president a fair and impartial firing squad. They think that this is a very dangerous precedent, that my friends in the House are treating impeachment like a political weapon. They're normalizing it.
Kennedy speaking there on Fox Business, and a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow set another record today. It gained 78 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
There's so many things to tell you about, and I got to get it in the right order here, because the stuff at the bottom of the pile, of course, never makes it onto the show, and then you never hear about it. And there's so many important things to tell you about. I got to choose a big responsibility. I got to choose which ones you hear, which ones you don't. And of course, the one thing I can never miss is my sponsors, because they pay for the show. Lovely people. My doctor suggests has been paying for the show for a year and a half now. Cold and flu season is here. And silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. The products that my doctor suggests all are alkaline structured silver products. Alkaline structured silver destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. And I've been sick in the 4 years I've been using it. I haven't gotten the flu in the 4 years I've been using it. I haven't gotten a cold. Haven't gotten a cough. Haven't gotten anything. My voice has been saved. Never missed a minute on the air due to a hoarse voice. Don't have any brain fog anymore. Guys, you're great. And you get 20% off every order. Call 866-660-9868. Toll free number 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code root to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 20% off and the book, The Silver Miracle, for free. So, look, we're under invasion. There's no question our country is under invasion. And nearly 100 MS-13 gang members are busted in Long Island, including illegal aliens. Nearly 100 of the MS-13 gang have been arrested and charged with various crimes by the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office. These are the people let in by the open borders of the Democrat Party. A historic crackdown on the violent El Salvadorian gangs. Suffolk County District Attorney Timothy Sini announced on Friday the 23-month investigation into the MS-13 gang's 10 cliques on Long Island resulted in the arrest of 96 MS-13 gang members, including illegal aliens. Illegal aliens and those who were able to legally enter the United States. They range in age from 16 to 59 years old, come from 9 of the region's 10 cliques. I guess cliques is what you say. It's C-L-I-Q-U-E-S. And the investigation has led to more than 230 arrests of MS-13 gang members in New York, nationwide, and in El Salvador. Evidence recovered as part of the investigation includes 10 kilograms of cocaine, 1,000 fentanyl pills, 11 guns, numerous machetes. The MS-13 gang's preferred weapon for slaughtering victims is the machete. Most prominently, Tooney said, the investigation has helped end MS-13's New York program, where gang leaders in El Salvador sent hundreds of El Salvadorian nationals to Long Island to build a greater presence on Long Island. The investigation aided in stopping 7 murder plots and other plans by MS-13 gang members to commit violence. Terrible, terrible people. And they're coming in this country, and they're coming in fast, and it's because of the Democrat Party. You got to hold them accountable. There's no Republican that wants open borders. It's only Democrats who want open borders and fight for open borders and claim nothing bad's happening on the border. And look what's happening on the other side of the border. Parts of Mexico still as dangerous as a Middle East war zone, say feds. A fresh travel advisory issued by the U.S. State Department shortly before the Christmas holiday continues to label 5 Mexican states in the same danger category as war-torn Middle Eastern countries. So Mexico is, parts of Mexico for sure, are like Syria and Iran. It's a level 4 designation U.S. travelers asked not to visit. State Department officials continue to avoid using the word cartel to describe the main organizations operating in those parts of the nation. Yeah, okay. The 5 most violent states contain significant areas under the control of cartels, including the Gulf, factions of Los Zetas, cartel Jalisco Nueva Generacion, and the Sinaloa cartel. Consular officials claim in those states violent crimes such as murder, armed robbery, carjacking, kidnapping, extortion, and sexual assault is common. Consular officials claim the gang activity of the cartels, including gun battles and blockades, is widespread. Armed criminal groups target public and private passenger buses as well as private automobiles, taking passengers hostage and demanding ransom payments. This is what America would become if you put Democrats in charge. And then Mayor Pete, now I mentioned first of all that he wants to give reparations to illegal aliens. Reparations to illegal aliens. That's sick. That's coming from you, American taxpayers. But now, Mayor Pete would compensate and fast-track citizenship for illegal minors separated from families. Well, compensate. This headline fooled me. It's the same story. He wants to give them reparations. He wants to compensate illegal alien children separated from their families. And on top of that, he would fast-track U.S. citizenship for them. Somebody asked the moderator at the debate last night, you said last month the U.S. owes compensation to children separated from their families at the border. The consensus among child welfare workers is that they will suffer lifelong trauma as a result of that separation. Are you committing as president to financial compensation for those thousands of children? Yes, said Mayor Pete. They should have a fast track to citizenship because what the United States did under this president was wrong. Now, this is where it's so amazing to me that anyone could lie like this. How could anyone lie like this? What was done under this president, far more was done under Obama. You are such creeps and liars, it's unbelievable. You just keep lying to your own people. And by the way, look what happened during the debate. Democrat officials clean up their homeless camps around Loyola Marymount and hide them from view prior to the Democrat debate. Wow. City officials cleaning up homeless camps and trash heaps near the campus for the debate. The city has never done anything about the homeless crisis until today. Democrats have to hide their homeless dumps from the American public. Isn't that amazing? Residents in Venice say they're seeing lots of cleanups at homeless camps near Loyola Marymount ahead of Thursday's debate. Dump trucks, homeless service workers, police have been cleaning up encampments, usually along Grandview, which must be an avenue right there. All kinds of homeless people in tents and everything congregated. It's completely different. The city does nothing to combat that unless there's a media spotlight on Santa Monica or Venice. Interesting. That's typical of Democrats. That's it. That's it. And how about this story? I talked about this, I think, a couple days ago. I know I tweeted about it. I know I tweeted out and Facebook post out and that the finest young men and women in the world are at West Point and Annapolis and the Air Force Academy. Just our service academies have the finest young men and women in the world and the finest young men and women in America. The best we have to offer are there. And when you get in there, man, you are special. And they had the nerve, liberals, to say that West Point cadets were making the white power symbol on national TV behind a reporter during the Army-Navy game. And I tweeted out, this is the biggest lie ever told. Are you joking? They don't believe in white supremacy. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And so West Point came out with a statement saying the cadets didn't make the white power gestures at the Army-Navy football game. The U.S. Military Academy announced today that an internal investigation concluded the hand gestures flashed by West Point cadets and Naval Academy midshipmen were associated with the circle game, not white supremacy. The cadets were playing the common game popular among teenagers, and the intent was not associated with any ideology or movement. The officer said the cadets involved will face administrative disciplinary actions. The hand gestures were captured during ESPN broadcast of the game, which was attended by President Trump. Last Saturday, we had reason to believe these actions were an innocent game and not linked to extremism, but we must take these allegations very seriously. We're disappointed by the immature behavior of the cadets. A separate investigation conducted by the U.S. Naval Academy found the same thing. The hand gestures had no racial intent. Imagine, liberals are such fools, and they just hate. All right, other interesting news today. When we get back, I'm going to deal with this one, which is Christianity Today. It's a Christian magazine, and the minute I heard that they were endorsing the removal of Trump from office, I said to myself, wow, this is a scam, and the liberals have set up a scam. They've got some scam magazine. And with a scam editor, and he's willing to play into the liberal game and the liberal mindset and upset a lot of people. And boy, he's upset a lot of people. Franklin Graham's upset. Donald Trump is upset. Jerry Falwell's upset. And they should be ashamed of themselves. There's no Christian who thinks like that anywhere, that Donald Trump should be removed from office. What did he do to be removed from office? Here's a story, the nine most terrifying moments of the Democrat debate. I want to finish this segment with that. Joe Biden promises to kill hundreds of thousands of blue-collar jobs as a sacrifice to the gods of the climate change hoax. But I talked about that earlier in my commentary. Andrew Yang, he says, first, we should obviously be paying to relocate Americans away from places that are hit by climate change. Part of my plan is literally called move people to higher ground. So now the government's going to relocate us for our own good. Is this like when they relocated the Indians? Such wonderful reservations? Bernie Sanders said, we must understand that right now in Israel we have leadership under Netanyahu, who has recently been indicted for bribery, who is, in my view, a racist. What we need, see, not only are you a racist in America, you're a racist in Israel. What we need is a level playing field in terms of the Middle East, which addresses the terrible crisis in Gaza, where 70% of the young people are unemployed. So Democrats want to relocate Americans for their own good. They want to destroy blue-collar jobs for climate change. And the Jew haters and the terrorists in Gaza are going to be protected by President Bernie Sanders, and somehow the Israelis are going to be punished.
Wow.
And, of course, Joe Biden doesn't want to go all the way with government-run health care, but he's got his own plan that's horrible. And Mayor Pete wants reparations for illegal aliens, and he wants to stock the Supreme Court, and Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, they said, would you pledge to finally close Gitmo if elected? She says, yes, I'll close Gitmo. Wow, it's just, it's so bizarre. Andrew Yang wants to give away free money to everybody. And they all want to leave the borders open and let everybody in. And don't forget the incentive to let everybody in, because they're all going to get free health care when they come in. Bizarre. No one's voting for this any more than they voted for the Liberal in England. They voted for a landslide for Boris Johnson, the Trump of England. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each, delivered. 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
My fans always give me the best information and the best ideas. They inspire me and give me energy. You guys are great. Someone just sent me an email. And he said, do you realize that two impeached presidents in modern times have now humiliated Hillary Clinton? Bill Clinton, of course, was impeached, and he was, you know, screwing around on Hillary with Monica Lewinsky in the middle of the White House and just humiliated Hillary. And now Trump, of course, beat Hillary in the election and humiliated Hillary. So with his impeachment the other day, he now becomes part of a very great trivia question. Who are the two impeached presidents who have both humiliated Hillary Clinton? I like that. Thank you for that. Newsmax TV is coming up in about 7 minutes or so, a little less than 7 minutes. Newsmax TV is America's fast-growing cable news channel. We're in just under 80 million homes and reaching 150 million Americans via online streaming devices. I'm the host of the number one primetime show, Raw and Unfiltered, Wayne Allen Root. Raw and Unfiltered, 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, 7 Central. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite show, Wayne Allen Root. To make it simple, call this toll-free number, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And we already know that works because I did that for a year, and so many of you called Cox Cable. Cox Cable now picked up Newsmax, and I'm on TV in Vegas, Channel 96, and Phoenix, and Tucson, and San Diego. 6.2 million new homes were added to Cox Cable with Newsmax TV and the Wayne Allen Root Show. So thank you all for doing that. Call toll-free 844-500-6397. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com or get a Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It is free. All right, so the biggest news story left unattended by me so far today is this Christianity Today story. Christianity Today said Trump should be removed from office. The editor-in-chief of the magazine founded by Billy Graham, Christianity Today, says the publication has now taken the position that Trump should be removed from office because he tried to get the Ukrainians to harass and discredit Joe Biden. Can you imagine? I've never heard anything so stupid in my entire life. So Trump calls out Christianity Today over the anti-Trump editorial, and Franklin Graham chimes in too. Trump apparently read the article, responded to it on Twitter. He tweeted out a far-left magazine, very progressive as some would call it, which has been doing poorly and hasn't been involved with the Billy Graham family for many years. Christianity Today knows nothing about reading a perfect transcript of a routine phone call and would rather have a radical left non-believer who wants to take your religion and your guns than Donald Trump as your president. No president has done more for the evangelical community, and it's not even close. You'll not get anything from those Democrats on stage. I won't ever be reading E.T. again. He says E.T. I don't get it. It's Christianity Today. Wouldn't it be C.T.? I won't be reading E.T. again. Not quite sure what that means. And then Franklin Graham, who also, the magazine was founded by his father, Franklin Graham responded to the editorial, noting that his father voted for Trump, would be disappointed in the article. And he says, at CTM Magazine, Christianity Today Magazine, released an editorial saying that Trump should be removed from office, and they invoked my father's name, so I felt I should respond. Yes, Billy Graham founded Christianity Today, but no, he would not agree with their piece. He'd be disappointed. I hadn't shared who my father, Billy Graham, voted for in 2016, but because of CTM's article, I felt it necessary to share now. My father knew real Donald Trump, believed in him, and voted for him. He believed Donald Trump was the man for this hour in history for our nation. Wow. Wow. Franklin Graham comes through as usual. Love the guy. He's been on my show. He's a good guy. Good man. He just told you that Billy Graham voted for Donald Trump for President of the United States even after the episode with the, you know, grab him by the you-know-what. Jerry Falwell. Christianity Today unmasked as the same liberal evangelicals who voted for Hillary. I mean, that's a great point by Trump, by the way. I didn't even think about that point. I just immediately thought, what a fraud. Whoever runs the magazine is a fraud, a liberal masquerading as an evangelical Christian. But I didn't even think about the fact, if Hillary's elected, or Obama gets a third term, or whatever, whatever. Now if Bernie's elected, if Elizabeth Warren's elected, if Joe Biden's elected, Mayor Pete. So instead of Donald Trump, you want people that believe in abortion after the moment of birth. They murder the baby, doesn't matter. Parents have no rights. Children can get abortions without parents' permission. Federal government money should be used to pay for abortions. Then they should be allowed to sell body parts of babies that have been broken in pieces. It's okay to tax you to death and redistribute the money to lazy people and lazy bums on welfare that don't work. It's okay to leave open borders and let the world's MS-13 members in our country say murder your children. That's all Christian values, isn't it? Oh, that's so Christian. To create a diverse society, let's just let in the whole Mexico and the whole El Salvador and the whole world. Let them all in, including all the MS-13 members. After all, turn your cheek, man. If you believe in Christ, you know, your kids will be protected. When they walk down the street and MS-13 gang members are standing there with a machete, the fact that you're Christian will protect you. No one will hurt you. Is that what you believe? Boy, are you stupid if you believe that. Nobody believes that. That's why 99% of all evangelical Christians are voting for Donald Trump. That's why Wayne Root's voting for Donald Trump. That's why everyone who believes in Jesus, for the most part, is voting for Donald Trump. But all the atheists of the world, I guess it's an atheist who runs Christianity Today, who don't care about abortion, who don't care about open borders, who don't care about murdering illegal aliens. I mean, illegal aliens who murder Americans, what I'm trying to say. That's the kind of person who now runs Christianity Today. What a liberal. He wants people like that in office. They're really good for Christians, aren't they? Hillary would have been so great for Christians. She would have let everyone in the world and brought in millions of Muslim refugees with no extreme vetting who would have come here to murder Americans, and you'd never see another Republican elected president again who believes in Christian values. This guy's a loser.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.